supporter of the station.
Yeah.
And the fair. Thanks for being here.
What's your favorite DJ on the station?
Oh, my favorite DJ on the station.
Poochie.
It started. Small Change is the person who introduced me.
Oh, yeah. Small Change is awesome. Give it up for Small Change. I saw him around here.
Oh, is Jim in the house?
I mean, I saw him.
It just kind of, you know, starts and it doesn't end with Jim, but I mean, that's a good start.
Right. Great.
Cool. So,
yeah. I used to come on before Jim, and it was in the middle of the night. It was great.
Yeah.
Well, not great for my health, but great for WFMU.
Yes.
That's probably like how you got so good, Bucci, by osmosis. Being his neighbor.
Oh, yeah. I've sure soaked it in. Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of neighbors, I used to be Abby from Mars's DJ neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
And she is playing at 7 p.m.,
oh,
a live set
right.
here, which is really exciting. What time is it even?
It's 6:53.
Oh, my God.
Oh. We got to get going.
God.
Thank you very much. Absolutely.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Barry. All right. For this last 7 minutes of the show, I hope this thing is 7 minutes. Maybe not. I'm going to read a little story that I just learned I wrote on the bus.
Okay.
All right. So, Mona.
I'm going to fade out.
Fade into the background and stay there. Don't come back on mic.
I never would.
Thank you, Mona, for being a co-host. You're just the best. Give it up for Mona. I'm just going to have to imagine people giving it up for Mona.
Yeah, the applause is deafening in here.
Yeah. All right. Stop giving it up for Mona. All right. Thanks, Mona. All right, so you're listening to WFMU, and then you're listening to Bucci. Ba-ba-ba. So, I see a lot of people out there looking for records, and it reminds me of one of my many friends, Steve. My friend Steve was a crate digger. There's nothing more than he loved besides beer than digging in some crates looking for rare records. I remember when he found the uncirculated, sealed Prince's Black Album, which Prince recorded and then destroyed because he thought it was evil, and I never saw him happier, even though he didn't even like Prince. When he found the first pressing of the Foo Fighters' first album, also sealed, he was drunk for a month. Or when he found Mo Light, Mo Heat, which is a White Heat, White Lies, but it's just Mo Tucker's drum tracks. Also sealed. In fact, every record he had was sealed. He played no music ever. But he kept digging, like I see so many of you out there digging right now. But that wasn't enough for Steve. Nothing ever was. Soon he got tired of digging in crates and started digging elsewhere. He dug in couches, in wedding cakes. He found the original pressing of Can's debut album, Monster Movie, in a newsboy cap. It was way at the bottom. We'd go out to lunch, and he'd spend the whole time flipping through Discogs. He printed the entire website out just for this purpose. On Halloween, do you know what he went as? A giant crate digging into itself, like a hungry pig on a barbecue sauce bobble. Like so many people here at the WFMU Record Fair, this was his passion, his harmless hobby. It was when he started digging into people that we started to worry. That horrible day when we found him digging into his grandfather. Even when he found the fixed single Vengeance in there, the second ever Touch and Go released, his family felt, you know, it's not worth it. The expression his mother gave him when she found her father's dug up body, it was horrible. It was an expression like this. We told Steve, stop digging, start digging. Stop looking for something that's already right in front of you on Spotify or Apple Music. Did he listen? No. Like Bucci is a fiend for peanut butter, Steve was a fiend for records, and it was ruining his life. Thank you. He dug it. Then, the very worst thing he could possibly do, he started digging into political secrets, the dark, dark secrets of senators, federal judges, and one president. Suddenly, it wasn't a game. Murder out cars were following him. Men with wires in their ears jogging next to him at the gym. Poison darts started whizzing by his head. And then one day, he was gone. The only thing left of him was his crate. And I'm sure some of you are out there like, where's this crate of Rare Records? I really need to know right now. I'll give you anything for it. How much? But Bucci's not going to tell you. No, sir. That crate is a monkey's paw. You don't want to look in that crate. You dig long enough, you're going to dig your own grave. The end. And I hope everybody listens and heeds that warning. Does anyone want to play some music trivia? Music trivia. Anyone do some music trivia? Come up to the mic, sir. What's your name?
Joe.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you.
I have two different kinds of music trivia. What would you... well, actually, you know what? Let me do this one. Do you want a hard trivia or do you want something easy or middle?
Something easy might be nice. I'm not confident in this.
Okay, we'll start easy and then work our way up.
Okay.
All right. The best-selling soundtrack album of all time was...
Ooh. Oh. I feel like I would know this. It's hard on the spot.
You've forgotten all soundtrack album. Oh, soundtrack. That's a very good question. Not correct, but it is the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Oh.
Interesting, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And let's do another one.
Okay.
Let's do another easy one. Who was the first woman to perform at the Super Bowl? Singer.
This feels more historical than I would know.
Okay, let's say Beyonce, okay. Dolly Parton, or Diana Ross. Anybody?
Dolly Parton?
That is incorrect. It is Diana Ross.
Okay.
She was she broke that ceiling. And thanks so much for joining us. I don't know what time it is. Oh, it's 6:59, and you've been listening. Up next, oh, by the way, is Abby from Mars. In just a little bit, she's going to do a live performance, and you want to stick around for that because she is friggin' awesome. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockin' County at 91.9 FM, and online at all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, who listens to Bucci? You Ducci. It's More Women by Shakira Bonaire. I pronounced that wrong.
To follow me, but on the way. just to be one, one for a while.
Daddy's little girl, but not the girl that daddy knew. Daddy never had a clue of what his little girl would do. A drifter, swifter, open up and get with ya. A pocket full of dreams for my love for Kisha. I never concentrated on the fact that I'm loved. Scheme for scheme and things that would lead you to a pipe dream. Picture it, yes, I'm daddy's little girl. I never asked for nothing, now it's a string of pearls. My chance is a thing, could I win with the substance? A princess with a smile, but my sweetness is sort of grim. I never fought the feeling that I had to be wild. Cause in my mind, I was a mature child. But I couldn't hurt daddy, I played the role. But on a sweet tip, I was a misogynist soul. Nikki had to be free, you see, I had to be me. Her life just wouldn't flow through correctly. Being daddy's little girl,
but daddy don't
know what
hurt him.
But I'm daddy's little girl,
but daddy don't know what hurt him.
Daddy's little girl,
but daddy don't know what hurt him.
Daddy's little girl,
but daddy don't know.
Here comes the music.
Daddy'd always tuck me in bed and kiss me goodnight. Say, Nikki, sleep tight, then turn off the light. And when he goes away on a business trip, I flip, lose my grip. Party time, tell the girls, split the duty. One go pick up the booze, my other half move your ass and go spread the news. The party went on, lasted all night long, song after song.
To the break of dawn.
Then watch some nasty porns in the morn. My body got warm, from getting freaky with Vaughn. Sexing like crazy, my body amazed me by taking a chance with a man that didn't faze me. Your night's so hectic, a bit unexpected. Before I made love, I should have been protected. About 3 months, my stomach will be pumped. Trouble, yes, I'm in the hot seat now. Tell my pops, no way, no how. It'll break his heart, wreck his whole world. To have to grow up quick. Daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
But I'm daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know.
Trust me, yeah, daddy loves me. Cause I can feel it in his arm strong when he hugs me. But there comes a time when his angel must spread a wing. So I bow my head and get deep into the swing of things. Sort of raunchy, I must be. Cause mama knew every time I skipped school, mama sat home and sang the blues. Now I regret the day that daddy let me out to play. But I'm a woman now, so let's keep it this way. Daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
But I'm daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Oh, it's the I keep wanting to say WWE Record Fair. It's the WFMU Record Fair, and we're here at the Metropolitan Pavilion. There's like five or six records here, and so come get them quick. So up next, it's the 50 minutes that you've been waiting for. It's the great, unbelievable Abby from Mars. She's going to do a live set. Everybody give it up for Abby from Mars. Only on WFMU.
That song is about not being able to afford a rocket. Even if you're an alien, sometimes you just can't make ends meet.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
Let's keep it score at home.
Perhaps not.
Bougie, where are we going? Where's Bougie? Just
oh, is it, we can say a station ID soon, I think? What time is it?
Oh, it's way too early to say a station ID. Huh, never mind. That would have been fun, though. I mean, we can still say it. It's not illegal to say it. Repeat after me. You're listening to WFMU.
You're listening to WFMU.
Storm.
WMFU.
Wow, now I'm like, I can't. WFMU, Storm, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, now County 90.95. WFMU, now I can do it!
You got that?
What am I looking for? Oh, you know what? I've been actually looking at books and tote bags and pins and shirts. Because I don't really have a good record player anymore. Like, I have, like, a little problem. And, like, I'm not doing as many records these days. But I'm loving the book selections that I'm seeing are too many things that I want to play. How about you?
My eyes are open and my mind is open. I really don't know if I'm looking for anything, but if something comes my way, I would grab it.
It's a really good place to be. Open mind, open eyes. Yeah, yeah. So your eyes cannot even, they're not up for the task of what's out there today. They're gonna need to do stretches on your eyes before you go. What's in the cue for?
Yeah.
Keep banding. We got I can come over here. So. I'm walking and I'm singing. I'm still live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. This is actually the performance. The live set, that was all actually not even live. That was just a recording. Like, we record this or no. This is the true, like, adrenaline test of, like, what's it like to be in the room and do this crazy thing?
Do you have your 5-minute stand-ups?
My 5-minute stand-ups? I'm definitely going with my 5-minute stand-ups. And you have your 5-minute stand-ups?
No, I'm not a 5-minute stand-up.
Yeah. Oh, this is crazy. Maybe we can just jam. What if we jam? What if we do an improv thing? Yeah. Scott says, why not? Why not? Heck yeah.
There's no need to be confused. Where's Bucci? Where's Bucci? How about Abby from Mars, everybody? Abby from Mars. And Bryce. Woo-hoo. Bryce is nice.
Bryce is
Are
nice.
We on the radio? Wow, oh we're on the radio. Gosh. How was that performance? How did you feel about it, Abby from Mars?
I felt so full of energy. I had a blast.
And it's not a typical performance for you under all these bright lights.
Oh, totally.
Right, right. You sounded
exposed.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you have
Thank
a new
you.
Record out or what? I thought I heard some new songs.
I have a new record completely mixed and mastered. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to release it, who's going to release it, what the plan is for it. But I hope people can be hearing that very soon. I'm hoping, fingers crossed.
Were you singing some of those new ones tonight?
Yeah.
It sounded so good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And the tap dancing. Well, how did you learn to tap dance?
I started as a like little tiny kid, and I started with ballet and tap, and I quit ballet because it was too boring, is what I said, because I wasn't loud enough with my feet as I was in tap. Tap dancing long before I wrote songs, long before I cared about weirdo music, and then I got to incorporate it into what I do.
What are your parents like? As I was watching you, I asked Kirsten, I wonder what her parents are like.
You know,
are they creative, arty types or not?
My mom is like she like established a flower farm business, so like that's really creative. My dad's an engineer and he's really funny and he has goofy dance moves. They're both just like really upbeat people and lots of smiles and yeah.
So where's Mars, Pennsylvania? You're from Mars, Pennsylvania.
It's true.
That's
it's
how you
true.
Got your name.
Yeah.
Is it by Pittsburgh?
It is north of Pittsburgh. Yeah. Not far from the city, but sometimes it feels like you're on Mars,
right.
Far enough out of the city.
Right. Well, that was a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was nice to see you sitting in the front and feeling the support of many.
So when you were younger, I was wondering, as I watched you, like who inspired you? Was it like Bjork? Is she one of them?
Totally. Bjork's
hear
a big influence.
Patti Smith.
Yeah, a little bit there, and Talking Heads is like my original one, probably. I mean, my dad introduced me to Talking Heads, and the drummer from Talking Heads went to my high school. So
Chris Franz?
Yeah.
Really?
So there was like a Talking Heads Stop Making Sense poster in the main hallway of my high school that was like signed by all them. So I like investigated that real quick and very quickly connected to the, you know, the dance moves and the...
Have you met David Byrne?
I have, actually.
Have you?
Two or three times.
You're very similar. I bet he would really enjoy you.
I would think that would be cool if he did.
So, are you looking for a label to put out your new music?
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Boy, they would be winning out if they did that, I think. Really, you're an exciting new artist.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Are we still waiting on Bucci? Scott Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Scott! Big hand to Scott, for real. Very thankful. And thanks for hanging out.
Want to play a 45?
Oh, we got
a
45?
Sure.
Richard has 45.
Richard's always
nice talking
got 45.
To you, Abby, from Mars.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon. Radio hug. No one can
That was really great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you too, Bryce. Are you from Mars, Pennsylvania?
Not from Mars, I'm from Jupiter, Pennsylvania.
Where?
Yeah.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, Midwestern weirdos.
That's a great music town. Scott's going to play 45. Okay, Scotty.
Beautiful.
Turn it over to Scott Williams. Playing some Barbara Mason.
I wanna be hugged. sweet soul music, and I'm gone, gone.
To play this record this season. So here it is. It's called The Sneak. You're tuned to the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU, or you may not be tuned to it. You may be standing in front of me. Soul 45's on a Friday night. Tonight it's live from the WFMU Record Fair at the Metropolitan Pavilion in Manhattan. Fair's going to end at 9 when my show ends, but it'll be on again tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it's great fun if you're in the area. You gotta come. Thank you.
Time.